Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews on our day three of 12 Days of Christmas. Today we are doing something a little bit different, and you may be wondering what's that. Well, we are going to be talking about the movie a little bit, but then the main part of the review you can actually find in a link down in the description below, because this is one that for some reason I have the audio part of the review up on YouTube, but I never did. Any of the other posts, didn't post to Apple Music, didn't post to Spotify, didn't post to any of the other stuff. So I'm just going to kind of wing this a little bit here. I'm going to refer you back to the review that is the link below. And we're going to talk about the trailer and stuff a little bit. And of course, I'm going to give you your trivia question for the day three of our 12 Days of Christmas. So this episode's going to be a little bit different than normal. I'm not sure why I had the review up on YouTube, but didn't have the rest of it. Not sure. Considering it's been a while since I put it up there, that probably has something to do with it. So the movie that we are talking about today is called Moonfall. It came out in 2022. And you're probably thinking, wait, what do these movies have in common? Well, that's part of the mystery of it. That's half the fun. There's like a special bonus thing that's going to come at the end of the 12 Days of Christmas. So you're going to want to, like I said, pay attention to the titles because it's going to make a difference. Now you may be thinking, okay, this is getting too confusing. No. And don't worry, today's trivia is going to be a bit tougher. Obviously, yesterday all you had to do is count. But for today's trivia, it's going to require a little bit more thought. Now, this one is also a kind of two-parter. It's going to have the main part, but then there's a bonus part to it as well. So if you get that bonus part as well, you will get an additional point. But even if you only get the one part right, you will still get credit for that one point. You don't have to get both parts right for it to count. So if you can get one point or two, whichever you prefer on this. And even if you get one or the other, I will still give you credit on that. Because it's a little bit of a stumper. But that's why I try to make these fun. I try to make them where some of them are going to be easy to figure out and some of them not so much. So, and this one is maybe one of the ones of not so much. Once you realize what it is, it's going to be obvious. But until you get to that point, you're going to be kind of going, kind of head scratching a little bit. But let's jump into I do want to say I gave Moonfall a guilty rating. The language, the content isn't really that bad, but the language is over the top. So definitely not safe for younger audiences on this one. So let's jump over to the review, or the trailer, I mean.
If you're watching this, then you know by now a huge problem is heading our way. An emergency meeting is being called at our usual place immediately.
Free bagels. I don't wonder what that's about. And it's like, this almost seems like an emergency transmission type thing that's going on. So what are we dealing with here? I guess we're going to find out.
Free bagels.
I've made a shocking discovery. I need you to get me in touch with NASA immediately.
Well, NASA and I aren't really on speaking terms these days.
Well, that'll change when you tell them that the moon is out of orbit.
And yes, you heard that right. The part of the whole premise of this movie is that the moon is out of orbit. Now, what does that mean for humanity? Well, I guess we're going to have to find out.
There's no need to panic.
I'm not crazy!
Why are they lying about all this?
It's too late to stop.
You knew all this was happening before NASA.
You're the unidentified source?
Oh, yes.
Do you really think that if NASA knew something that was going to mean the end of humanity that they would tell us, or the government for that matter? Probably not.
We're dealing with an intelligent entity. We're planning a mission to attack this thing. I'm asking you for your help.
Say yes, Brian.
I need you to be brave.
If the moon really is what you think it is, suit up.
Now, what could he think the moon is? Well, again, you know me, no spoilers here, ever. But this is, like I said, one you'll want to check out. And you'll at least want to check out the review. Like I said, that link will be in the description below.
You have got a big gravity wave coming your way. You have to launch now.
Did he say gravity wave?
I see trouble on the way.
We're underwater, guys.
That's crazy.
What's the plan?
Save the moon, save Earth.
Ray, what is- Seems like a simple enough plan, right? Save the moon, save Earth. Not so much.
What are you doing?
I'll find itself.
Wait for it.
Let's go, you son of a...
It's on airplane mode.
And yeah, if the moon fell out of orbit, we would be in for some nasty weather, but that's a whole different category. I realized I'd forgotten to share the podcast image with you yesterday, so I do want to share that with you. So this is going to be the image that you're going to look for on the podcast platforms to identify the program that we are on today. And like I said, that link will be below in the description for my full review. Now, you're probably wondering score-wise where I'm at on Moonfall. Well, I'm actually going to surprise you a little bit. It's going to be a little higher than what you might think. Now, mind you, if you are into the accuracy that you got yesterday with Midway, the historical accuracy, well, I mean, obviously the moon's not going to fall out of our orbit. There's information saying out there that like every year, every so many years, that the moon is like just a few more centimeters towards Earth and stuff. That's normal, but it's nothing like what's happening in the movie here. So if you're coming into this expecting a realistic movie, you're going to kind of be disappointed. If you're coming into this just for a sci-fi adventure, you're probably going to be a lot happier. I actually kind of compared the movie as it was playing originally. Now picture this in your mind, and I kind of cover this a little bit in the review too. Combine Star Trek, Abyss, Armageddon, 2012, Deep Impact, The Core, The Day After Tomorrow, Twister, Contact, Arrival, Interstellar, Star Wars, and Independence Day, all into the same movie, and you get kind of close to what you have here. Now, your brain's probably going, mine kind of was too after I watched this. It really surprised me that it was done quite well and how just kind of everything works. So mind you, it's completely far-fetched, out of this world in every way possible. But it's an interesting premise on something that really had not been touched on before. Now mind you, the whole idea behind this movie kind of deals with the conspiracy theory of what the moon actually is. Now, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole because I don't think that, but a simple Google search will tell you a lot of what people really think the moon is, and that's kind of the premise of where this movie goes. So score-wise, I did come in, I cannot believe how dry I am today. I did come in at a 6.75 out of 10 on the deputy scale. Ugh, my lips are dry. 6.75 out of 10 on the deputy scale. Now, maybe thinking, okay, how did this get a higher score than Midway did? Entertainment value, just the whole shock and awe, just the fantasy part of it. There's some that just kind of, if you're into the movies like that, it just kind of sucks you in a little bit more. There's some mistakes in it, but nothing that's really distracting from the story. And you get in a lot of the historical movies, you kind of have some of those like slower spots. This one doesn't really hit that a whole lot. And so that's kind of where I ended up with, or why I ended up where I did on this one. Now, you're probably wondering about the trivia for today. Now, this one's going to be a brain teaser a little bit, a stumper. This one's going to have you scratching your head a little bit. Are you ready? I hope so. What Christmas special has something in common with the movie It's a Mad, 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 Mad World? Now, have you ever heard of that movie? If not, it's definitely worth a watch. The movie is called It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. And there is a Christmas special that has something in common with it. And the bonus point is if you can name the second Christmas, there's actually two Christmas specials that have something in common with this movie. And it's awesome if you can figure out what the special is, and then there's going to be something special for people who can decode what the thing that they have in common is. So this one is going to be a total of a 2-point question, and there will be possible additional credit earned if you can tell me what the thing that they share in common is. Again, the question, what Christmas special has something in common with the mad, 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 mad world? I guess it's going to be one of those like brain teasers a bit for you, but I think it'll be good for you. It takes a lot of time to put these questions together, a lot of research, as you can imagine, on my part. So I have a lot of fun doing it. But as always, I hope that you are liking and subscribing so you always get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content. Our basically participation numbers haven't changed since I am recording this right after I recorded the Midway episode. I've had some complications from a recent surgery, and so it's kind of been knocking me down a little bit. So I thought I'd get both of these recorded. That way I can be good to go at least until day 4 of our 12 days of Christmas. And I've already got that question ready too, but that one's going to be a lot simpler. So I'm going to kind of alternate more difficult and easy. And I might have a few in a row that are easy and maybe a couple more. But like I said, I just wanted to kind of come up with things that wouldn't, I didn't want to come up with stuff that would be so easy that people would go, oh yeah, I know this, all this is through the trivia, because I have to, I mean, with what I'm giving away, I want to make it to where I don't end up with everybody being a winner, because I don't subscribe to the whole everybody gets a trophy deal. No, that doesn't work that way. But our grand prize winner, you probably caught what I alluded to on day one of something to wear, and it's also going to be a decoration. So you may be thinking, decoration, that can mean a lot of different things. Well, that's part of the fun of it. You're just going to kind of have to wait and see. But that's part two of the prize. There's going to be 5 prizes total for our grand prize winner. And then I haven't determined, I think I'm going to do maybe either 10 or 25 additional winners that get more than a certain percentage right and do it that way. And then I am planning something really special for the bonus thing that I'm talking about, with like this little hidden clues with what movies I'm picking. There's just going to be a special prize that's going to be the highest value prize we've ever given away with Movie Deputy. Now, mind you, we've been doing this 11 years, and a lot of our prizes have been like local stuff before. But this, what I'm alluding to, is will be our biggest prize giveaway that we have ever done. So you want to be sure and participate. You want to be sure and follow along. And of course, like I said, like and subscribe and share. Be sure to check out the review on the link down below. And I will be back soon. So keep your fingers crossed. Keep me in your thoughts, if you would, for my recovery through this. It seems like it's going to be a lot longer recovery than what I was thinking it would be. But we're just going to kind of take it one step at a time. I absolutely love what I'm doing. They say you love what you do and you never work a day in your life. But there are days. Oh, ow. I can't laugh yet. Sorry. Good time to end it for the day. So I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you are getting ready for the celebrations with friends, family, or however you celebrate. And as always, I will be back soon. Bye.